Greetings. Welcome to the 66th National Conference of Women with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith with Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. If you desire to do so, you may write to Apostle Patterson at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America, or visit us at www.theapostolicfaith.org. The ministry of a woman is a divine ordinance from God as she lives to embody love, faith, God's touch, prayer, strength, prophecy, belief, and the power over death. Join us as the whole truth gospel is preached by Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. We'll be led in prayer by Elder Gerald Patterson. Hear from your testimony, Heavenly Father, that our soul was glad to hear the word of God. So we continue to pray that the word go out, continue to touch souls, continue to touch minds. We praise you, we thank you that our soul found you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the word now have free goal. Let it set on soul that is willing to obey your Heavenly Father and come to the fold. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. My testimony, Heavenly Father, let my will and the will of our Lord Jesus Christ be one, that I'll walk like you, we'll talk like you,
thank you,
we'll be like you,
thank you, Lord,
that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and my mind, our mind, will be your mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Lord is blessing me. I know. Yes, he's blessing me. He's blessing me.
It's the story of two sisters, one named Martha and one named Mary. But Martha was all about serving the Lord. So she told the Lord, "Tell my sister Mary, won't she come and help me?" But the Lord said, "Martha, Martha, Mary has chosen the better part. She's chosen the better part. Martha, Martha, why do you worry? Mary has chosen the better part. Martha, Martha, why do you worry? Mary has chosen the part. She chose the part that can't be taken
you.
Martha, why you worry? Mary,
Mary,
I told you the
better
part. Martha,
Martha,
why you worry?
I like some folks' time and they come in just for the word.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the best part of the service.
Yeah. Amen.
When the food is being served.
Amen.
Yeah. All the greeting and appetizers are good.
Uh-huh.
But my God, when the meal comes out.
Yeah. For the word. Amen.
That's good timing.
That's right.
I wish I could time it so perfectly.
Amen.
But I thank God for being here.
Amen.
I am not ready for this conference to end.
Amen.
Till we meet again. I am not ready for it to end.
Amen.
I need a little more than a week.
Amen.
More than a week. Because y'all called the brothers to get in line.
Amen.
My God. Look, because all the mothers were brothers I got today. We need to have another women's convention. I hope you heard my testimony. It was Brother Powell.
Amen.
He's why I labor.
Amen.
To bridge a gap. For what they knew before, to find it, is still here.
Amen.
Till we meet again.
Amen.
Because S. McDowell Shelton, who you call the blessedness, was blessed of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God that God did not impute sin to him because of who he was.
Amen.
Man can't, God didn't.
Amen.
And I will see him again.
Yes.
And Brother Powell is telling you, I searched for 21 years until I heard.
Thank you, Lord.
And we met again. Where did Brother Powell and I meet? At Jesus' feet. And when he got to Jesus' feet, he said, this is the Lord's anointed. So he came to Jesus' feet. There is no break in the worship of God from when Peter and them preached it on the day of Pentecost. It has continued until this day. But for years, many have spread out and gone into many diverse places. And all those places, I have gone.
Amen.
But I thank God. Me and Brother Powell met again.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord will not let him go to rest in Detroit trying to find this thing.
Yes.
But over the devil's airways, the gospel went along, and somebody heard it and said, that's what I've been looking for.
Amen.
Truth. The world tells a soul to get in the water, and a man say, I therefore baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and he never called the name.
Amen.
Over here?
Yeah.
He said, I therefore baptize you
in
the name of
Jesus Christ.
The name that hath all power. Take that old man. Bury it.
Yes, sir.
Leave him there.
Yes, sir.
And the power and the unction of God makes the soul rise. Walking in the newness of life. Till we meet again. The name is the thing that has the power, not the titles. It appears that every man, woman, and child that has the ability will say, baptize me in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. And when you come out of the water here, you get a promise. The church promises you, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. The church tells you the sign that you will know is the Holy Ghost. That you will speak in tongues. As the Spirit will give you utterance. And as we then bury the old man. And wake up a mind that we never had before. It begins to war with the mind of my flesh. And it makes it die so that this new spirit can live. Women have cathedral thinking.
Yes, Lord.
The fire you heard about across the pond, it took over 100 years to build that place.
Yes.
And it burned down
Hallelujah.
Parts of it in a matter of moments.
Amen.
But oh, a woman builds a child in her womb. And cathedral thinking, she's already praying, Lord, guide my child in the way that it should go. I might not be here when they get there.
Yes.
But the cathedral thinking is, I'm going to build this cathedral.
Yes.
I might die, but my child shall.
Yes. Amen.
I told you might not like me when I'm finished.
Yeah.
But every woman, which is a spiritual being, God drew out of the man.
Amen.
He took one thing from a man, the rib.
That's right. Yeah.
Everything else, God said, I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
I'm going to make something for him out of him.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said, I will call her woman because I drew her. That was the only birth that came from
man.
Everything else start coming. This spiritual thing, this being, this womb, this new Jerusalem, something God said, let me have that and I can bring forth seed for the kingdom. You might die giving it, but you're going to give it to me.
Amen.
So you tell your child, when it needs to be corrected, you correct it.
Amen.
You don't spare the rod, but you keep on until that child is doing a thing that is righteous.
Amen. Amen.
You start blessing it as it's coming along. And it appears it's going totally contrary to everything that you have asked God to do. But when you leave it alone and go into the power of who you are, you say, Lord, my child is dead. They might be walking.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Huh. Oh, Lord.
Lord, I need you.
Yes, sir.
My child is off track, Lord.
Yes, amen.
You got to talk to the child. You ready to put your soul on the sacrifice altar to save You're willing to die so your child can
live.
When food is scarce, the mama,
amen,
so I'll make sure my child eats.
Amen.
When there's only a few dollars and I got to buy shoes and mine are raggedy and my child's is raggedy, but I will choose to buy for my
child.
Amen.
Death has come.
Yeah. Amen.
When a ministry is nothing but death.
Yeah.
A ministry is
death.
Amen.
Death.
You got to help a soul. Yeah. A woman bringing a child in, bring her in death. Death.
Yeah. So true.
It is such a balance. When Eve kicks in.
Yeah.
Amen.
But
once the child gets through the threshold and you hear that first cry,
yeah,
you live.
Amen.
And you begin to thank God.
Amen.
Counting fingers.
Yes.
Because from your body has come now another soul.
Yeah.
That bone, that image of God grew in your womb.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's going to be everlasting to everlasting. Bone is not going nowhere. Go a million years back, you'll find dinosaur bones, they say.
Yes, sir.
How is it then? In the womb of a woman, here comes bone.
Beautiful.
The image of God.
Amen.
And you're telling that child, I need you not just to look like God. I need you to sound like God.
Yeah.
I need you to be.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So you're telling the child, I want you to go, but we're going to meet again. You might go contrary to me, but we're going to meet again. Because I believe God when he said, train up a child in the way it should go.
Yes.
It's not going to depart from what you gave it.
Amen.
It came from you.
Amen.
Till we meet again.
Amen.
Because if it's the fork of the road and I tell you to go to the right and you go to the left, I'm going to be right here when you come back till we meet
again.
So the scriptures tell the women to teach the younger women. Going to teach you what? To be sober.
Yes.
Amen. Sober. So your daughter won't be out in the street in her leggings, whatever those pants are, in her inner garments as an outer garment. Not your child.
Amen.
Because you told your child, be sober.
Amen.
Have a mind to look like a woman. Amen. Have a mind. You taught them.
Amen.
Till we meet again.
Because
when they put them on, they're going to say, I don't feel right in this. They might wear them for a season. But you say, till we meet again.
Because
what you're doing, you're not going to be like that always.
Amen.
We're going to meet again.
Amen.
And when you come to yourself and your mind gets sober,
yes,
where are you going to come? Right back to Jesus.
Amen.
Mama is a nurse in God's hospital.
Yeah.
The church is a hospital.
Yeah.
Some of these mamas are doctors.
Yeah.
When their child come in, they might come in flatline.
Amen.
Say, whose child is that? Say, that was Cheryl's son.
Mm.
Say, what happened? He was smoking that marijuana stuff, and he had an accident, and he died in the car.
Whoa.
Cheryl's, they get the news, say, what?
Glory to God.
Cheryl's going to say, Lord Jesus, Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, she'll find that spirit that went back to God, and she'll demand, God, do what? Bring him back. Till we meet again. I was contrary as two left shoes.
Yes.
Glory to the Lord with her artificial hip. Came and knocked on my door. I'm not going to stand from this foolishness from you. She turned around, went and got in her car and drove off. Amen. Till we meet again.
Yes.
I brought you up in a certain way.
Yes.
And I want you to live that certain kind of way.
Yes.
I don't want your community looking at your house, and your house is the worst house on the neighborhood. You're not gonna bring this reproach on your father's name. No, you are not. Till we meet again.
Amen.
I had to meet mama.
That's right.
At Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Women receive their dead back, not men.
Amen.
We might be a whole lot of puffing wind, but that's all it is.
Amen.
Somebody said, we're going to show you some works by faith. This is the conference of women.
Yes.
And you need to leave here knowing I'm a spiritual being having a natural experience.
Amen.
I am spiritual. And God made me a woman. And you should be happy that you are a woman, that you can show forth the bride of Christ. You dress like it. You look like it. You sound like it. You are the Christ of God.
Amen.
And when you bring forth seed, it can go contrary.
Amen.
But guess what? It's coming back.
Amen.
You know what it's going to say? Mama was
right.
Mama was
right.
If they don't say it, you know they're thanking it.
Thank you,
Lord.
Till we meet. Now let's do this prayer. With this thinking.
Yeah.
Mama, what you want to meet of what you sent out?
Yeah.
Do you want to meet it again?
Yeah.
Do you want the Lord to deliver it back to you? Because you say you have received the Holy Ghost. You came to the hospital and they got you inveniously and they put that Holy Ghost in there. You were dead. You were flatlined. The next thing we know, we're poop. And the doctor saying, are you here? He's saying, eyes opening. Somebody pray. All of us are chief sinners.
Amen.
I was thinking I was the chiefest, but I think some of y'all might got me.
Amen.
I'll be a chief, but not the chiefest. I'll leave that for whoever you are. But I had to meet my mother. And now the prayer is that I'm going to meet her at Jesus' feet again. Because her labor was not in vain.
Amen.
And the testimony, I lost my mother. She went to sleep when I was 3. A sadness came over me, but it was replaced with something beautiful. Mama, till we meet again. Mama, till we meet again.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
My understanding is so beautiful at this moment.
Yes.
Because if you can go to the cross,
yes,
and when that body cried out, why have you forsaken me?
Yes.
He had to forsake it so it could die.
Yes.
This ministry is
death.
Yes. And as it hung there for a moment, they took it down and they wrapped it in that linen cloth. And they put it in the sepulcher for 3 days and 3 nights. But the spirit that came out of it went with it.
Amen.
And while it was yet resting for its time, the spirit was with it.
Amen.
Until the 3 days and the 3 nights.
That's right.
And it got back in that body. Hallelujah. God.
Glory to God.
Took that death and said, you will not get victory over me.
Glory to God.
He got in that sinful flesh before it could corrupt.
Amen.
And quickened it.
Amen.
Changed it instantly
yes.
to second Adam.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. It was now a glorified
yes.
heavenly body.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
They met again.
Yes, they did.
And Christ is telling us, so manna, so shall you be.
Glory to God.
The Lord will be with you. While you're resting in your grave,
amen.
He'll put angels all about
it. Glory to God.
Set a watch.
Yes.
Because your ministry is going to take you to death.
Glory to God.
And back what you left, you're going to tell it to live.
Amen.
You'll tell it to live.
Yeah.
You'll tell it to live.
Amen.
Live.
Yeah.
But the world wants it.
Yeah.
But you have the power over death.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You can take the power of death away from your seed. You'll tell your seed, we're going to meet again. I'm going to bring you before the throne of God. You go out there, gone if you think you can do it. But you're going to find me out there. If you make your bed in hell, I'm going to be there. If you take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, my prayer is going to come out there. So let the prison take them. Mother Ada's son was given life without parole. When the judge said it, she said, not so. Her prayer caused the President of the United States. The President of the United States. Made Congress change things. And when they did, they made it possible for her son. Did God give him back to her? The father was gone, but where was mama? The one that said not so. He won't let her rest until she see. I heard your prayer. It came up as a memorial. And her son was let go. He's home with mama now. So mama says, we're going to meet again because you went in that prison baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. But when you got in there, you found another God. But she's talking to heaven. She's going to change some things because prayer changed some things. She'll tell her son, till we meet again, it won't be Allah. Not the Allah you know. It's going to be the Allah she knows.
Amen.
Till we meet.
Yeah,
what is it that you want to meet again?
Hallelujah.
What is it that you lost? And you want to see it again? God will be with you. Family might come up against you. You're going to have to ask God, who are you going to answer? Lord, who are you going to answer? But the spirit of a woman. My God, oh my God, my God. Get a hold of heaven. And you'll hear from heaven. And heaven will say, I'm going to answer you. Till we meet, might be daughter against mother-in-law. It might be daughter against mother, mother against daughter. It might be whatever the case is, but we're going to meet again. And we're going to see who Jesus was with.
Amen.
till we Father Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that you heard our cry. We thank you. That all of the work of the enemy has been destroyed.
Glory to God.
And you've conquered that last enemy, death.
Amen.
And you blessed all of these women. Though their seed has gone contrary to what the spirit that was put in them, bring them back.
Hallelujah.
Don't let it be when I'm laying in my box. Let me see that you will answer prayer. I believe he will. God be with them. When they utter to you the thing that they want to come alive, bring it alive.
Amen.
If they lost strength, let strength meet them again. Dear Lord, we thank you. Because out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth has spoken that I'm a mother to the motherless.
Yes, Lord.
And then from a resting place, a mother wakes up for a moment to talk to that soul, to say, indeed, you were a mother to my child.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord can wake up a mother from that daughter. Because God made it where the one that was giving it could not speak for the mother. The Holy Ghost wanted the one. Hallelujah to God. My soul burns that there's a God of heaven that can make the spirit of a woman wake up and speak from her box. I thank you that you are mother to my child when I was weak. Your work makes it possible for me to see my child again. What you did for my child make me able to see her again. What you taught my child is what I would have taught my child to make it possible for me to see her again. Till we meet again at Jesus' feet. Till we meet.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So as women, you gave of yourself. May God be with you. Because the Holy Ghost accepts your sacrifice. Because I'm standing. I'm standing because of a woman. And though she's resting, I know for an assurance. I'm going to meet her again. I'll meet her at Jesus' feet. Because she didn't come in vain. She came in the power of what God made her. One that could bore an anointed one of God. Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
And you are her sisters. You are her sisters. All of you are my mother's sisters. And I pray you meet her again. I pray her labor with you to say, sisters, be sober. Sisters, be modest. Sisters, her work will not be in vain, but you will meet her word and all of her labor. As Pearl said, we were one when we worked. Pearl wants you to be one with her now. Till we meet again. Till we meet again. May God be with you. She did not labor in vain. She picked up her tambourine with the strength of God and led the women in victory, in a victory song. Is a victory in vain? Nay, Lord. Is a victory in vain? Nay, Lord.
Glory to God.
Till you meet again with her at Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
Till we meet.
Hallelujah.
Motherless children. Found another home. And Carrie said, I'll be a mother to the motherless. I'll be a mother to the motherless.
Hallelujah.
So when Michelle opened her eyes again, say, where is my sheep? We say, here they are. We are praying that the world cannot have them. The world cannot have them. Come on back to Jesus' feet. Let's meet again. Let's meet again. There's a meeting called at the feet of Jesus. Come on home. This is the year of the homecoming. This is the year of the feast, of the dedication. Let God be with us until we... In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Till we meet.
Till we meet. Amen. Till we meet.
Till we meet. Oh Lord Jesus. Yeah, Lord, till we meet. you. Because we're going to meet again. You're my enemy. But we shall meet again. This is Bishop Patterson coming from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is at 22nd and Bainbridge Street in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Downtown Pennsylvania, Apostolic Square. Anointed by S. McGow Shelton. Rededicated by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Till we meet again. Gospel that said there is but one God, and Jesus Christ is He. Till we meet again at the feet of the blood that was shed, and it was God Almighty. This gospel that you rejected is coming home to its place that it had when Bishop Johnson said 1-1-1, one way to God. Till we meet again, we shall meet again. What was preached aforetime was preached for our learning. That we would get comfort from the scriptures. Till we meet again. Till we meet. Join us. Amen. Till we meet again. Amen. We're going to meet at the table
Amen.
That the Lord has prepared.
Yes.
Our enemy has to come
yes.
to the table that the Lord has prepared.
Yes.
He prepared our table
yes.
in the presence.
Yes.
So we're going to meet him again.
Yes.
We're going to show them that the word of the Lord never changes.
Yes.
That there is but one God.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ is He.
Yes.
Till we meet again. This is Bishop Patterson.
Glory to God.
Get used to this voice. Come back to this gospel. This is the mouthpiece, the ink horn writer that the Lord is using in this day and time. My God, I went to Aiken, South Carolina, found a soul. She's coming back.
That's right.
We got souls that weren't here before.
That's right.
Latch on to us because we were going home to glory.
Yeah.
We're going to meet at Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
Not until
yeah, right.
we have proven to the enemy
glory.
That we were the people of God
right.
and I was his anointed.
Yeah.
Till we meet again, we feel
glory.
Like the children of Israel
hallelujah.
When they finally
glory to God.
Got the victory over Pharaoh.
Amen.
And all the ring of a roll. God telling Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And while Moses with his tight-tongued self coming to tell Pharaoh, God had already gotten Pharaoh. Don't let him go.
Amen.
He told me to tell him to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Go back again. Pharaoh, the Lord said, let my people go. No. Pharaoh first said, go. But the Lord got a hold of him and said, don't.
Yeah.
Let him go. God working against himself, you say? No.
No, sir.
He working toward the will
that's right.
of himself because death
yeah.
was in the ministry.
That's right.
Omega is coming after what I used for victory. It wasn't used for him. It wasn't
Amen.
There for him.
Amen.
The wall of water that the Lord put there Amen. Wasn't for Pharaoh.
Amen.
Amen.
So when they left Egypt, we're not going to see that again, so we can't sing it at this juncture of this particular scripture. Say, go ahead and borrow from them. Get their gold, get their jewelry, get everything from them. Take it. We ain't going to see them no more.
Amen.
We ain't going to meet them again.
Amen.
The wall of water, when we fainted, here's God in the midnight hour, blowing.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Causing the sea to part.
Glory to God.
He was performing a miracle for death to come. But it had to give life to somebody first.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the truth.
There had to be a mother
first.
Thank you, Lord.
For the life to come.
Yes, sir.
Till we meet again.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.